so hard to understand that she knew what's in the heart of every man. When I first yielded up my will, I knew the climb would be uphill. Lord, keep my eyes on the mountaintop till I'm filled.
Many scholars will tell you that the early church was a prophetic community. And that's true. The description we have of the church in the New Testament is one of a mighty church. The fruits, the gifts, the manifestations of the Spirit abound at every turn. Paul speaks of men and women prophesying at church meetings as if it were a matter of course. He speaks of miracle workers in the Galatian letter as if they were a natural part of the congregation, and they were. James counseled the church to call upon the elders of the church to pray for the sick, and they would be healed. And should they have committed any sin, they would be forgiven. All the meetings of the saints of God in that time were characterized by the powerful presence of the Spirit of God. Paul wrote, "When you come together, each one of you have a psalm, have a doctrine, have a tongue, have a revelation, have an interpretation." He said, "Let the prophets prophesy." And then he said, "Indeed, you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted." This is the picture of the church that is given us in the New Testament. It is happy. It is holy. It is powerful and persecuted. There may be different teachings and ideas of how the church should live and function and worship today, but this is the picture of the church in the New Testament. And any teaching and any idea that is different from this picture is obligated to explain itself to the people, is obligated by the very fact of its difference to explain why there is such a difference between the church of the New Testament and what is called church today. What is this that is called church today? What is it? What is this tradition that points the finger and cries fanatic, at those who dare rise in the congregation to prophesy or speak in tongues? Isn't it strange that those who would have been the normal pattern in the early church now seem weird and strange to the masses, especially to those who call themselves of God? Who are you who call yourselves ministers and children of God and yet slander the very men and women God Himself anoints to heal the sick and work miracles among us? Who are you? Who are you who malign those who dance in the Spirit as emotionalists and ostracize the meek and the lowly? By what authority do you forbid to speak in tongues, to quench the Spirit, and make of none effect the word of God by your tradition? What